39.
Bill, Jerome says, I hate to say it, but I think our bird has flown.
Hodges looks up from his thoughts as Jerome guides the Mercedes through Government Square. There are quite a few people sitting on the benches, reading newspapers, chatting and drinking coffee, feeding the pigeons, but there are no teenagers of either sex.
I don't see him at any of the tables on the cafe side either, Holly reports. Maybe he went inside for a cup of coffee?
Right now, coffee would be the last thing on his mind, Hodges says. He pounds a fist on his thigh.
North side and south side buses run through here every 15 minutes, Jerome says. If I were in his shoes, sitting and waiting around for someone to come and pick me up would be torture. I'd want to be doing something.
That's when Hodges' phone rings.
A bus came along and I decided not to wait, Pete says.
He sounds calmer now.
I'll be home when you get there. I just got off the phone with my mother. She and Tina are okay.
Hodges doesn't like the sound of this. Why wouldn't they be, Peter?
Because the guy with the red lips knows where we live. He said he used to live there. I forgot to tell you.
Hodges checks where they are. How long to Sycamore Street, Jerome?
Be there in 20, maybe less. If I'd known the kid was going to grab a bus, I would have taken the crosstown.
Mr. Hodges?
Pete. I'm here.
He'd be stupid to go to my house anyway. If he does that, I won't be framed anymore.
He's got a point. Did you tell them to lock up and stay inside?
Yes.
And did you give your mom his description?
Yes.
Hodges knows that if he calls the cops, Mr. Red Lips will be gone with the wind, leaving Pete to depend on the forensic evidence to get him off the hook. And they can probably beat the cops anyway.
Tell him to call the guy,
Holly says. She leans toward Hodges and bellows,
call and say you changed your mind, and we'll give him the notebooks.
Pete, did you hear that?
Yeah, but I can't. I don't even know if he has a phone. He called me from the one in the bookshop. We didn't, you know, exactly have time to exchange info. How poopy is that?
Holly asks no one in particular. All right, call me the minute you get home and verify that everything's okay. If I don't hear from you, I'll have to call for the police.
I'm sure they're fu-
But this is where they came in. Hodges closes his phone and leans forward. Punch it, Jerome.
As soon as I can.
He gestures at the traffic, three lanes going each way, chrome twinkling in the sunshine.
Once we get past the rotary up there, we'll be gone like Enron.
20 minutes, Hodges thinks. 20 minutes at most. What can happen in 20 minutes? The answer, he knows from bitter experience, is quite a lot. Life and death. Right now, all he can do is hope those 20 minutes don't come back to haunt him.